Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Marty will join us right after the news at the top of the hour with Paul Rasmussen. And he's brought us, as he usually does, some great stories and details. On Thursday of last week, Paul, there was a premiere, a screening down at Lindsay Theater in Swickley for the movie Unsinkable. We talked to Cotter Smith, who stars in it. And the movie then opened Friday in 120 cities, including Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and it's won some international awards already. And one of our colleagues has a very nice speaking role in it. Our former colleague, I should say, Stoney Richards, whose real name is Charles David, and he's with us on the Big K Morning Show. Stoney, good morning.
Hi there. How are you, Larry? I got more names than I have credits, for God's sake.
Paul remembers you when you were nothing.
Hey, Paul, there's not that much space between then and now.
How many years did you spend in radio? Because behind all of that, you have always had a passion to perform.
I've been on the air since 1968 when I started in Detroit. And you know, commercial, real honest to God radio.
I had no idea.
Way to go, Stoney.
Wow. And
took me a long time to get out of it too.
But I've seen you over the years. You've been in productions. I've seen you. I once, for some reason, flashed you were a referee in a commercial.
Stadium. For Heinz Field.
Yeah.
Stoney, where did you pick up your love for acting? Where did that start?
Through radio, I was always felt like I was performing or doing something, you know, doing characters or whatnot. And I realized, wow, this is acting. And so I picked up on it, signed up with Sanford Meisner, who is one of the great acting teachers of all time. And I was hooked. So every time I was, you know, all my radio station times, there'd always be that place in my head going, maybe I could do this, and auditions and things like that. And I've been fortunate along the way and that program directors would give me time off to do movies or television or commercials, whatever it was I had to do, which worked out pretty well. But so now, after I left Y108 like 3 years ago now, this is full time and I don't have to ask for time off.
Yeah, but we're with Stoney Richards, a former colleague who was also on the air here. You did some talk, and as part of that, spent many years on Y108, our country station for Odyssey Pittsburgh. But Stoney, it's one thing to be in a production, but it's another thing to write one and star in it too, and that's what you've done with Shakespeare. This Could Be True.
Yes, it is. I've written a number of plays. We've produced two of them, and this one is especially close to me. It's for Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Parks. It's a fundraiser that we're doing at the Union Trust Building downtown. A beautiful theater up there. So I wrote this. It's about a modern day fella who was me, confined to a mental health clinic, and he's suffering from something that really exists. It's called misidentification syndrome. He believes he is an actor in Shakespeare's company 500 years ago. So there's dementia going on in there. He's got two caregivers who are trying to bring him back to normalcy as best they can, and they use everything they can. Humor, the truth, a little scheme, anything to bring him back to reality. And so as I was writing this, I kind of was like, where is this? Is this really happening? And I started thinking about people who have this syndrome, Alzheimer's situations, things like that. A lot of people that have that going on. And I thought, you know, not as a joke, this could be true. And the more I wrote, the more I became engaged in it. And here we have this play, which is dramatic, but it also has its comedic moments. And I hope that people, you know, feel for this guy, and that's up to me, but also the caregivers, the doctor and the nurse. There are people in our hospitals and mental facilities and here in Pittsburgh and around the country and the world that have to deal with situations like this and try to figure out how to help these people. So there's a lot going on in this play. And we've got three shows, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th through the 26th at the Union Trust. It's a fundraiser for Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Parks.
PittsburghShakespeare.org. It is the world premiere of Shakespeare, This Could Be True, starring Charles David Stoney Richards. Well, break a leg. Is that what you say for a stage play?
Yeah, it is. And we understand that you're just saying a little saying that goes in the theater. You don't really mean that, do you?
No, of course not.
Good.
Break a lip if you do what Paul and I are still doing.
Stoney, how big of a production is this? How many cast members and what have you?
There are four cast members, myself, and then everybody who plays other parts, the doctor and the nurse. Harper York is the narrator. Anna Singer from WQED is a nurse, and Aaron Crutchfield is the doctor. And then we have Matt Calvetti, who backs us up with guitar, with music. There's some really fitting music in there. And our Jennifer Tober, our artistic director, is the director of the play, and she also plays a little bass guitar underneath it.
Shakespeare, This Could Be True, Stoney Richards,
yes.
PittsburghShakespeare.org again. And before you go, what's the reaction been over the weekend to Unsinkable, that you have a really great role in, a speaking role in the beginning of that film? It's very powerful. What kind of feedback are you getting?
It's been fantastic. Lerla, you were in it too. It's a remarkable response. People are saying, where is it? How can I get tickets? I saw it. Some woman that I'm working with online for guitar lessons, she said, hey, I saw the movie down here. I don't know, it was in Nashville or somewhere. And she said, you guys were great. And I was like, oh.
Well, good for you, man.
It's a great movie. I really think it is.
And all the best with your new effort. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're the best.
We'll talk soon.
Please. Larry, everybody, I miss you guys.
Come by anytime. You still
I'm going to write a play about a radio station.
Oh, God. No, you don't want to lower yourself.
You want drama? You got drama, baby.
Stoney Richards, PittsburghShakespeare.org.